No matter how busy he is, Jeff Meese will always make time for one thing.
There you go, sweetie.
Mwah. What's her name?
Oh, this is Shadow.
Shadow's 9 weeks old, and she's an orphan.
What? How are you? How are you?
And she's a water buffalo. Do you think she knows her name?
I think it's getting there.
Jeff has 26 other Asian water buffalo. All of them shunned Shadow when she was born. So now she spends most of her time with humans and the farm dog, Louie.
She doesn't even know she's a buffalo, I think, by now.
So that we're all on the same page, these animals are not the humpbacked Great Plains American bison. Asian water buffalo pretty much look like cows with a striking set of horns. These horns can either coil like Raleigh Fingers' mustache or jut out like scythe blades. Shadow's horns at this point are just nubbins.
You want to do a little walking with us, you? Huh?
You can guess by the name that these Asian water buffalo are not native to Indiana. So why did it seem like a good idea to bring these animals to Midwestern America? First, you have to understand what motivates Jeff Meese: food and community. He's a very successful restaurateur. He owns Pizza X, a local pizza delivery chain, Lenny's Restaurant, and the Bloomington Brewing Company. For fun, he runs a farm.
You know, some people golf, some people love movies. I like to get out here and feel nature and grow stuff, give it away.
He grows hops for the brewery. His 80 tomato plants produce all the tomatoes for Lenny's.
You see, even Shadow likes tomatoes. She's been eating the plants. The plants are supposed to be poisonous. Don't eat too many of those.
He also had a vision to make his own cheese, this one specific kind of cheese, buffalo mozzarella. He first experienced it in Italy, where they milk the water buffalo, make the mozzarella, and sell it at the market all on the same day.
The mouthfeel and the flavor of it is just exquisite. You know, you would sit down and eat a baseball-sized chunk of this cheese and want more. After it's been refrigerated, then it's considered to have a much lower value, and they use it on, like, pizza.
That was Jeff's grand plan: buy 9 water buffalo with the intention of milking them for cheese. And then the problems started stacking up. As the herd grew in size, simply raising the animals took a lot of time. He realized his 70-acre plot of land was too small for the number of animals he would need, not to mention constructing a creamery. That would have been quite an undertaking. So now what? He still wanted to produce something, but instead of cheese, what if the buffalo were the product?
I realize I can't do it all myself, and so I'm working on finding interested people.
He wants to transform his farm into a breeding operation so he can get water buffalo out into this part of the world. He envisions southern Indiana as a national hub for Asian water buffalo.
You know, if I've got to give them buffalo, that's what I'll do, but sort of almost find a few people that it's free to a good home.
2 of his bulls are headed to a farm in Vermont. Any takers locally? Not yet.
Come on, Shadow. Keep stepping, girl.
Jeff says everyone who meets Shadow falls in love with her a little bit, and I can vouch for that. Right now, she's adorably clumsy at just under 200 pounds. She'll grow to 8 times that size when all's said and done.
There she comes. Wow. So she runs up and butts you, which is going to be no good when you get bigger. So we're not sure just how we're going to deal with that.
He has 20 years to figure that out.
Oh, good girl.
Jeff makes it abundantly clear that Shadow is his favorite, because she's like family.
Oh, I think once you give him a name, yeah, she is like family.
He puts Shadow back in her pen. Until tomorrow. For WFIU, I'm Annie Corrigan.